And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday Donald Trump enjoys some immunity from prosecution as a former president, a decision set to delay his trial for conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. The 6-3 ruling comes 4 months ahead of the presidential election, in which Trump is the Republican candidate to take on Democrat Joe Biden. Justices who disagreed with the judgment issued stinging criticism and aired fears for their country's democratic future, but Trump was quick to revel in what he called a big win. The U.S. military says it's heightened security alerts at European bases due to a combination of threats in the region. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region, including elections, the Paris Olympics, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The military is urging troops and their families to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Residents of several neighborhoods in eastern Khan Yunis in southern Gaza said they received audio messages from Israeli phone numbers ordering them to leave their homes. Some suggested this could mean Israeli forces will return to the area, which they left several weeks ago. The Israeli military said in a statement earlier on Monday that there have been rockets fired from the Khan Yunis area. This is VOA News. Recent crackdowns have scared many protesters off the streets in Syria's last rebel-held stronghold, but some rallies continue with locals demanding economic relief and the release of political prisoners in what officials call Syria's forgotten city of Idlib. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Protests in the Idlib region of northwestern Syria have been going on since February over what residents say are unlawful detentions and economic disparity. They continue despite a crackdown by the rebel leadership of northwestern Syria, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which has deployed security forces ahead of expected demonstrations, set up checkpoints, and made arrests. Protesters are also calling for the resignation of some top leaders. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
Taliban authorities were told women must be included in public life. UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo said on Monday, as she defended a decision to sideline civil society groups at official talks in Doha. Rights organizations have strongly criticized the controversial UN move to exclude the groups, including women's rights activists, from the two-day meeting on Afghanistan as the price for the Taliban government's participation. Strong winds lashed Grenada on Monday as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in the Caribbean, churning into the Windward Islands and threatening devastating flooding and storm surges. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center called the Category 4 storm an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation. Michael Brennan is the Hurricane Center's director.
You can see the very well-defined eye in both visible and infrared satellite imagery. Beryl has re-strengthened this morning as it's gone through an eyewall replacement cycle. So now is when we're experiencing those catastrophic Category 4 wind conditions in portions of the Grenadines, places like Union Island, Palm Island, Petite Martinique, Petite St. Vincent, Carriacou.
The appearance of a major hurricane this early in the Atlantic hurricane season is rare.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Three-time Peruvian presidential candidate Keiko Fujimori was in court on Monday for the start of her trial on graft charges that could land her 30 years in prison. The 49-year-old daughter of ex-president Alberto Fujimori stands accused of taking money from a scandal tainting Brazilian construction giant to fund failed presidential bids in 2011 and 2016. She is on trial of charges of money laundering, organized crime, obstruction of justice, and making false declarations, and had already spent 16 months in pretrial detention before being freed. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.